90 Day Fiancé. The Other Way.
A Rainy Day Podcast.
What is up, 90 Day Fan? Welcome back.
Hello.
This is Christy, and I'm Nick. And we are a married couple that talk about 90 Day Fiancé.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you. And so we got another episode of Happily Ever After. No, not Happily Ever After. The Other Way.
Yeah.
But we don't have clips from Pillow Talk.
Where's the pillow?
I think the pillows are Darcy and Stacy's titties.
I need the PT. No?
What?
The PT is not...
What? Pillow Talk.
I'm calling it the PT.
Okay. Well, Darcy and Stacy took over the spot, I think. I'm making some assumptions. But,
Okay.
So we're without our clips. We got no clips today.
Ooh.
It's just us.
And I'm skeptical of
this. So, yeah. If it so sucks, it's all our fault.
Or it's Pillow Talk. PT's fault.
Anyway. All right. So, thank you, Betsy, for the news.
Betsy. You're amazing.
I appreciate
you. And I love you. Thank you.
Okay. So, Evelyn and Corey are celebrating 6 years together. And she posted on IG about it.
6 years?
Well, that's not... It's funny.
Were they like 18 when they met?
We started this whole podcast off with me, hashtag Evelyn. Mm-hmm. That was like episode one or two, where I was like, I swore she was evil.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious. What?
Did you change your opinion?
That she's evil?
Yeah. Okay, good.
I don't know. I'm not saying she's evil.
Good.
But I'm saying that she's... They're obviously, I don't know why. My question is, are they still together? I thought they were
broken up and then
doing OnlyFans and like.
Now they're together, I think, because they're quarantined together.
Well, okay. Well,
they seem happy.
Well, good for them.
6 years, though. Ooh,
Erica decided to shave off all her hair and donate it to cancer. She is in hope of a cancer-free future. She wanted to challenge herself to do something.
Erica shaved her head?
Never thought she could. Yeah. No more Rainbow Bright.
Oh, that's not Stephanie. Okay, that's Erica.
Yeah, the nerd. Okay. I was thinking the nerd hair.
It's not a nerd hair.
Yeah, it is. The nerd box. Remember we talked about this? Where it's like pink and purple?
Okay, Erica. Sorry, I was thinking about Stephanie. I was like, she's not shaving her head because she's got fans only that or whatever that she likes to do. So she's not going to do it. But okay. Great.
Devin. That's awesome. Devin went on IG and explained what was happening in the scene that we're going to talk about today. She was putting the baby in the car while Jihoon was on his phone. The scene in the TV.
That was not the scene.
And she's explaining what happened around the scene. The scene on TV showed the second time that Drusilla ran off and almost got hit by a car. Instead of grabbing her, he turned around and started yelling at Devin in front of her mom, which wasn't shown on TV. Now, there's so much going on here. I'm like, who's on a line?
I have a lot to say.
Should we save it for their segment?
Yeah, but I didn't know that there was more to the story.
Yeah, there's more to the story. It's TLC, there's always more to the story. So I don't know. There's a lot going on. We'll save it. We're going to do them at the end, so.
Oh, is that my last song then? So.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I'm giving it a little bit of away. All right, sorry.
All right.
Tanya, I don't know. I have no context on this Tanya comment. Tanya clapped back at people who were making fun of her anxiety. I didn't watch HEA, so I don't have.
Okay, she had anxiety because.
Seatbelts or something?
No, because she was in the car. Remember, she got in an accident and she like hurt her foot. And so there was some stir about her being she apparently was very anxious in the car, which I could totally understand if you're in a car accident and then being in a car and like
traffic
and stuff would be stressful,
right?
So I think that's what it was. She was just stressed.
I can't comment on that, so I don't know. I guess so. Something about wearing a seatbelt and people were making fun of her. I don't, but anyway.
Oh, because they thought she wasn't wearing a seatbelt,
it was tucked under her titty.
She had it under her
breast. I'm sorry.
No, I think she called it titties, right?
I don't know. Karini posted on IG about the rise of sexual and domestic violence during the pandemic, which is 100% accurate. Mm-hmm. We're getting cooped up, and I think it's all kind of coming to a crescendo. Even me, because I was like, it's not that bad, but now I'm kind of getting stir crazy. But anyway.
Well, I mean, but if you're going to be abusive, you're just a dick anyway.
Yeah, true. Now, somebody got a hold of a restraining order against Karini. So Paul is saying about Karini that she's putting glass in his food.
Oh, boy.
Which
you could... Is he still on it? Like, but he was supposed to be off the grams. He was going to just...
That's probably the smartest thing for him to do.
He needs to take a step back because...
Her friends threatened to kill him, mm-hmm. which is...
I'm sure.
Friends, people say that all the time, like, I'll kill you if you come around here anymore. And then she asked for $10,000 just to see Pierre.
She asked him for $10,000 to see Pierre? Like, no, that's a lie right there because she knows he does not have $10,000.
Well, doesn't mean she won't ask.
No, she's not stupid.
Anyway. Larissa on IG thanked Eric-y. And David D for helping her during surgery. I don't know who David is, but Eric is her boyfriend, right?
Yeah, Eric E. But David, is it David and Annie?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, in Vegas? Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, Anfisa is working out in the gym and training clients.
I've seen a picture of her. She looks good.
Hard work. Hard work pays off. Phew. Right?
She takes some good angles of her tuchus. I'm not gonna lie. It's nice.
Paola says she'll be back on 98 Fiancé because they're OGs.
Okay.
And
you know I don't like her, and you know why, right?
Well, I don't know why.
She's an anti-vaxxer.
Anyway, second baby. They might have a second baby or
vaccinate your children.
They're gonna adopt.
Good. Vaccinated.
Thank you for the news, Betsy.
Okay.
All right. Let's get into this. This non-clip.
Oh, is this my song? And I'm going to guess. And it's not Devin.
You don't know?
No.
That song was Ico Ico by Bellstars. And the opening line, my grandma and your grandma sitting by the fire. It's got to be Jenny and Samit. Because Jenny and Samit's mom are going to talk.
Jenny's mom's not talking to nobody.
Not Jenny's mom, Jenny.
No, she's not going.
They're going to talk.
No, she's not going.
They're going to talk.
She's not going. She made it clear.
No.
There's no point. Samit's going. No.
Maybe I heard the whole thing wrong then.
You might have.
So she's not going to go?
No. And why are you calling her grandma? Stop it.
Obviously, that's the joke.
It's not funny. Anyway, no, she says, what's the point? It's a waste of time. They don't accept her. And she's like, you know what? Listen. You don't accept me? I'm not gonna deal with that.
Well, maybe I missed that whole piece then.
Let's talk about the painting.
They don't have Home Depot to like shake up their paint for 5 minutes and come back.
Apparently, you get these little tiny bottles.
That's how paint's made.
I did not.
When you go to Home Depot and say, "Give me eggshell, yolk, the yellow, or whatever," they have all those weird names for paint.
Yeah.
And then the you go, they do the little drops with the base.
I didn't know.
And then they go, they put it in the machine.
Well, okay.
Instead, anyway. Samit just uses his hand.
Yeah, but first he's like, we just mix it with water. And I was like.
No, you do. Like, so they pour that white glop in there.
What's the white glop? He didn't
mention
that.
Paint.
Oh.
That's like the base.
And then water?
And then the dip, the drops. And then like some water to thin it out. And then mix
it
with a stick.
And then he mix it with a tree branch.
Or your hand.
And she's like, you know what? Indians do things with their hands. It's fine.
Yeah. You have to.
But you know what she's talking about, right?
No. What? That doesn't translate to the mic. You need to say it. Wipe their bum bum with the hand?
Yeah. That's what she was alluding to.
I never thought about that. Or
that's what she was alluding to. Because she had a little twinkle in her eye.
That's... Really? Mm-hmm.
I don't think submit does, but I think that's what she was alluding to.
How else do they do it then?
I don't know.
Anyway, I don't want to talk about that. That's crazy. Wow. I've never thought about that. But why don't I have a bathroom and toilet paper? Like, they don't make toilet paper in India?
I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know. No, I'm not saying... Oh, no, I am not. I'm saying that's what she's alluding to.
So she's like making a generalization.
She's making like
about India.
Kind of, yeah. She's kind of like a half joke like.
I've never heard of that. That's wild. I know they had that squatty potty type thing out there.
Yeah. Okay, I could be wrong.
I'm not accusing you of being wrong. I have not. Anyway, she was worried about Sumit getting trapped at.
Yeah, because so he's going to the parents. Because the parents are ready to talk, apparently.
Right.
I'm skeptical, like Jenny. Like,
come talk at our house. And she's like, okay.
Don't want to get. She's like, don't trap steal him. You. They're they're gonna lock him down. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So all I'm gonna say about this, my little petty corner.
You have a petty corner?
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. Kristen's petty corner.
That wall needs another coat of paint.
That's your petty corner?
Yeah.
Is that petty?
That's petty.
They're
like, oh, it looks good. No, it does not. You need another coat of paint. And I feel like they didn't put enough drops of that little tiny bottle of paint in their sludge.
She wants his parents to understand that their love is true.
He does.
Yeah, he does, yeah. No, she does or he does?
He does. Yeah. He wants them to understand it's true love.
My notes were pretty bad in this one.
That's fine. I love
them. Can you believe that Sumit has never painted anything in like 30 years?
He said once, maybe three to...
Who doesn't paint something?
Four times.
Who has not painted something in their like life?
I don't know. I don't like painting anything.
But you've done it.
Yeah, but I hate it.
It doesn't matter. You've done it more than once.
Sure. Yes, I've done it. I don't. It's the taping that's the problem. They didn't tape.
Of course, it was all dripping on the bottom. It was all kinds of fucked up. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Done with them. Next.
Yep. My chick bad, badder than yours. My chick do stuff that I can't even put in words. So swagger don't stop. Nobody
won't quit. So full pipe down. You ain't talking. Of course.
It doesn't really fit with this episode because very dainty in this one.
We are pulling at straws for clips because I can't find anything anymore. So I'm just like, you know what?
And you won't let me do it.
I'm just going to, now you probably could because now I have nothing.
Let me try.
But then I have to like make the clip for you and then I have to like.
I can do things. I know how to learn.
I know you know how to learn, but it's like. The process in which it would take is long.
Okay. We can just make it not a game, and it could just be like, Christy, pick this one.
Okay, fine, if you want.
No, I'm just trying to help.
All right.
Brittany is on. She's been a few weeks in Jordan.
Nick's got a better corner. Wow. Better corner from Nick. Yeah, you know what? So, I have this will be the picture that I'm going to post on IG. Her lashes. In her little ITM, which is different from all the other ones she's done. She's got these lashes that are ridiculously long.
I think that was in all of the ITMs.
Nope, it changed. This week it changed. Mm-mm. It's different. Yep. It's,
Okay.
Her lashes are...
Too long?
Way too long.
I feel like that was in another one.
No, she's wearing some weird purple dress in the other one, too.
Like a turtleneck?
Yeah, this one is like... But her lashes, there's too much. It's way too much.
Yeah.
I can put up with most of the stuff that she does. Like some of her lashes, I'm like, that's fake. Or that is clearly XYZ.
Those are much.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. So go ahead. Sorry.
I'm just going to give a little recap here where we are. So she's been in Jordan a few weeks, hasn't seen his parents since the yelling incident.
Okay.
This was my favorite part. This was like not a petty corner, but more like a, excuse me. She's like, his parents think she's playing games with her son. Yeah, she is. So what?
This whole thing is a game to her.
This whole thing?
I'm not divorced yet.
Let's remember. And then, we'll get to it when at the end. I'll wait. Till my real, like, oh. And
so
poor Uncle Yaz.
Uncle Yaz. Okay.
He doesn't know what he's defending. It's
true.
Not fair.
True. All right. So she gets into the proper garb.
Yeah, she looks very conservative. She wants to be respectful. She is fully covered.
She's got the right traditional garb on. Uncle is
to
ready
to go see the parents.
Yeah, Uncle's going to come to help smooth things over with the parents. Because Uncle has talked to Brittany and Yazan, and he has a understanding.
And he has to be the advocate when he doesn't know the whole GD story.
So you're alluding to the fact that after we've gotten this small victory, we have another hurdle to jump over.
A hurdle?
Yeah.
Do you think anyone in this family is going to be like, oh, okay, so you're still married, but that's cool.
Yeah,
No. This is going to be an outrage.
Yes.
Okay.
So
they show up. She's nervous. Like, yeah. I was feeling, like, panicky for her because that would be...
You're walking back into the lines then where they called you a prostitute.
And also after you know that you're married still?
I guarantee she didn't know what the mother was saying about her. But I guarantee the mother's face when she called her a prostitute. Because she got up right away and left. She's like,
yeah. Oh.
You're yelling just
you don't need to speak my language to offend me.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so in the culture, having a boyfriend or girlfriend is not acceptable.
That's not a thing.
No. This doesn't work.
Uncle is a miracle worker, though.
Yeah.
Because he's like...
He lays it out clearly. He's like, if you want to just force them, they're going to end up like getting divorced anyway.
And dad's like...
Yeah, it makes sense.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then mom's like, yeah, okay. Like, yeah. They were quick to turn. I don't know. Maybe this was like editing, a four-hour meeting. I don't know.
But the relationship is pretty much on the line as they sit down. Like, if Uncle doesn't work his magic, it's over.
But then, this is what I don't understand. Because this whole timetable of like, no, her dad's coming the end of the month.
Yeah.
Like, are we talking, we're in the first of the month here and it's going to be 30 days? But I thought her divorce is going to take like 3 months.
It's all shady.
It is going to explode and blow up. And I hate it. It makes my stomach hurt. Because nothing about this is good.
No.
Nothing.
But she tells some really good lies. She's like, I want to learn more about the religion.
Maybe she does.
Respect. And
but she's not converting. She's not wearing that garb on a regular basis.
No.
Have you met her?
No.
No.
But anyway, so it is what it is. This is just buys her some time. Uncle has just started a small little clock.
Yeah, I feel bad for Uncle. You know why? Because he's vouching for this couple, not knowing that she's still married.
True. True. That is true.
This is going to explode. I don't like it. It makes my stomach hurt to think
they're just waiting for the shoe to drop and for the news alert. News alert. This just in. Brittany is still married.
Yeah.
All right. That's enough for these guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cool. Oh, wait. Sing us in the next.
Somebody said something bad, like, you don't respect Islam.
Your parents were saying stuff. I'm not going to allow Yazan's family to bully me.
Yeah. Well.
I mean, you're lying, so. What?
True. Reuse. I have to reuse them. Reuse this one. Okay. Use this one the first time I introduced. You're just gonna let it play out, not saying anything.
I mean, Binyamin Ari?
Right, yeah, exactly. Are you kidding me?
You want this to be Kenneth and Rondo song?
Yeah, why would it not be? Why would it be Benjamin Ari?
I don't know, because I thought Kenneth and Armando would have a better song.
That is the perfect song for Kenneth and Armando.
Oh, okay.
It's in Spanish. It's talking about love.
All right. It's Spanish. I just, okay. You know, these are, they're on my pedestal, okay?
Yeah. What song would you rather have them come
out? I don't know. Let me think about it, because if you would let me pick the songs.
You have all, you have all week.
Something amazing.
Pick a song for every single couple.
Okay.
And we'll use it for the rest of the season.
No. Just for the next one.
All right.
I can only pick one. All right, Kenneth Armando.
But don't stress out.
I'm not going to stress. Yeah, trust me.
Babe, you have all week. And
don't worry about it.
All right. Kenneth and Armando. They're officially engaged.
Okay, the beginning of this whole, like, part is the happiest music you've ever heard in your life. Mm-hmm. It's like happy, everyone's happy, they're officially engaged,
they're gonna go to dinner at the same place they were at.
Yeah, they're going to dinner with Armando's friends and Kenneth's daughters.
I feel like this, when you film for 90 Day Fiance, there's like these huge pauses of time that they like have to get everybody to get like an interview. And then
they go outside. They're like, I know, come outside.
But it's like, that's like 40 to 50 minutes sometimes, I feel like. Because I feel like the light is like one way when they do something. And then all of a sudden, when they go do the next thing, it's like dark. Like a good chunk of time has passed. But anyway.
So Armando has these friends.
Yeah. And Rita and somebody.
Charles and Rita. Mm-hmm. And they are transplants from the
San
U.S.
Diego, yeah. Retirees.
Yeah. But they've like connected with Armando, and mm-hmm. it kind of feels like they're kind of like surrogate parents that accept him.
Yeah, which is great. He came out to Rita 2 years ago.
And so I love them. Mm-hmm. They're an older couple who just love him, and I love that.
Also, his daughters are there at the dinner table.
Yeah, Kenneth's daughters.
Uh-huh.
I have a... there's no song for this, but it's called P.S.
Oh, is that The More You Know?
Okay. Here's how you do it. Let's talk about Hannah. Hannah's going to meet Kenneth in person, but they've like talked over
FaceTime
Skype or whatever. And nowhere in this conversation did Armando refer to Kenneth as daddy. And I appreciate that.
But it's different though, because Hannah has a daddy.
Doesn't matter.
But you would never.
When they're married, he could still be dad. Like you can have two dads.
Right.
But every other GD couple, let's talk about Hannah. Nickel.
Is Hannah gonna ever call?
Yeah,
Ken daddy.
Maybe dad. Yeah, you can have two dads. But my point is, they haven't met. Let's think of all the other couples on this GD show. These ladies that have kids are...
Yes, they're thirsty.
Men who've never met their child...
Call him daddy.
Make the kid call him daddy, Nickel.
Why do you keep calling her Nickel? I hate that. Anyway, she did...
So anyway, I appreciate that, like... Armando's not forcing Hannah to call Kenneth, daddy.
There's news on Nicole. Every time I don't have the news. I don't know because every time it says link in bio, wants to force you to go to this.
No, it's like I feel like she's like
getting paid for it.
Yeah, but she doesn't even come up with those.
She must be getting some money for it. Then.
Sure. They're always like a picture of an ultrasound. Let's find
out about Zen's other wife or whatever.
Anyway, I just appreciate that this is like, again,
oh, come on,
another example of
Ken and Armando,
the best couple that exists. You like,
they're your trophy couple. So obviously they're going to do everything right.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Because they're like good.
But they had their first kiss in public.
Yes.
Which was nice. Hannah's reaction is going to be she's happy. They're going to go back to see Armando's familia soon. A couple
question
days.
Question is, are they going to share that they're engaged?
Which I know. Ken's kind of pushing for.
I get both perspectives. Because I get Armando, because he's like, listen, they haven't even met you yet. Yeah, so let's just like one take thing it down at a time. A notch. But I also get Kenneth, because he's like, this is going to like demonstrate that we're serious. It's not a fling.
Right.
This is like an actual real deal. Yeah. So I get both sides. I don't know who I agree with more. I love them both. We all know that.
Yes, we do. We clearly do know that. Yeah, I got nothing on these guys except more another clip. Next.
I didn't know we had clips.
Don't touch me now. Now we don't need PDA.
They were outside of the market, like, and they were like kind of fun, not fondling. They were like kind of playing, and then
that guy here.
Somebody.
Just said in Spanish, adios. This is making me doubt how affectionate I am willing to be
I
in public.
People.
Yeah.
He said adios F word. And listen.
Yeah.
Just stop being like that, people.
You can't. People are not going to change quickly.
Well, you know what? They're wrong. So
it's their
period,
opinion.
End of sentence.
It's their
wrong.
It's their
no,
opinion.
It's not an opinion. It's wrong.
Nope, it's an opinion, but let's keep moving.
Oh, God. All
right, next.
You know, there's people that don't like us.
There are, and it's an opinion.
It's wrong.
It's an opinion. Next. I push my seat in her bush for life.
It's gonna work because I'm pushing it right. I mean, I know this is Binyam and Ari because I know Devin and June is at the end, but tell me, explain this song, why?
That is The Sea 2.0 by The Roots. And that song is about him pushing his seed for life into her.
Oh, boy. He just did it like a hand motion down his genitalia right then.
I push my seed. Cody Chestnut sings that. It's a great song.
Uh-huh. You just didn't need to do the
listen to the
motion.
Words. I push
I
my
understand
seed.
The-
I push my seed in her bush for life.
God.
It's going to work because I'm pushing it right.
Okay, stop. Your face is all right.
Anyway, okay.
So Binyam goes and meets up with his family. They want to talk. They're skeptical of this whole.
They're very skeptical
situation.
Oh, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Before we go on,
I want to ask you a bunch of questions.
What brand of breast milk do you drink? Do you drink Christ Heavy?
Christian or...
Christ Heavy or Christ Light? Or do you drink like a Jehovah Wisen? I don't know. What's your flavor? What the fuck?
Oh, boy.
I wrote that at the top of my notes, so I had to...
That was very clever, honey.
All right, go ahead.
There.
Sorry.
Oh, boy. No, we're not going to make fun of anyone's... religioso-ness, but that I did giggle like at the you have to suckle at the breast of
the
a
breast
Christian.
Of a Christian. What the fuck?
Excuse me, I'm Catholic. I was baptized. I don't think anybody
this is Christ-like.
Was like you gotta suckle on the titty of oh boy.
Right.
I should preface I'm not religious anymore, so that's
yeah,
why I
don't.
Giggle.
We need to tread lightly because religion is very
okay. It's a
serious
thing
for people.
Okay, so
I was raised Christian, but
been here a week.
Then he goes into like basically an interview interrogation with his family. Who
they're skeptical. Listen, the number one thing I think that they're concerned with is
she's gonna take the kid.
She's gonna take the kid. Listen, this happened before.
But
they
have
already been.
They've
burned.
Been through it. That's a thing.
Listen,
they've been through it.
This is the same old white bitch that's going to do it again.
These white devils come in and they take our
but
child.
Like, I mean, I'm sorry. You see from the scenes from the next, she's about to crack.
Yeah, it's in. Wait a second. It's clear. Like this.
Why
the
is she doing this?
The bed is being set for this to actually happen.
Yes.
Huh. So.
Well, let's talk about the church, please.
Okay.
Okay. So. All he wants is for his child to be baptized.
Wait,
so that,
time out.
Oh.
How can he be certain that she won't take the baby? The sister asks. What plans? She said so. What plans are you putting in force?
She said so. Don't worry about
it. Okay, so just pause. Let's
don't worry about it.
Just pause. We need to pause because, like, what plans could you put in place to make sure that she won't take the baby? What, burn her passport?
Like, nothing. You can't do nothing. Go to America because that's where she's probably going to end up.
It's wild.
I mean, obviously she's going to end up there.
The family doesn't trust Ari at all.
I don't know if they don't trust her. They don't trust the situation, and they have been through this before. Right. They had another kid that they had to say goodbye to.
Or not even say goodbye to, just gone. Disappeared. All right. Hey. So they want her to be part of the culture, the traditions, the community.
The so religion. She's gonna go to the church to visit. Like, hey, let's go see. Mm-hmm. So they go.
So she gets the garb. She gets covered, the headdress.
And I don't know. Did they not discuss this? I don't know. But all of this seems to be new.
To Ari?
To all. To new news. Like, well, for him, to the suckle breast, to all of
it. Yeah, how do you not know that?
Okay.
You should know that. This is like, if you're so devoted to your religion and all these things, why would you not know that?
Okay, so they go in. All he wants in his life is for his baby to be baptized. Now, I will tell you, growing up Catholic, I no longer believe this, but I was ingrained in my soul that if you have a baby, that baby best be baptized, because if it dies, if it's not baptized, it's not going to go to heaven. And it's like horrifyingly scary. So you have to get your baby baptized just in case it dies. Okay. So that's what he's saying. So he wants his baby baptized. And she's like, means a lot, all right, to him, yes. Fine. She's Jewish.
Right.
Okay. He's saying he wants his child to grow up in his religion.
And we know from the beginning of this season.
That's not how it works.
Ari said that she wants the baby was going to be raised Jewish.
Like, and you understand how Jewish religion works. It follows the mother.
Actually, no. Yeah. So people can say whatever they want.
But I'm just saying, like, in the Jewish religion, like, it follows the mother. It, like, that's just how it works.
I get it. But so, who, but it doesn't matter, like, because Ari can.
If your mother is Jewish, you're Jewish. By default, unless I guess you choose to convert, but, like, that's just not how it works.
It's just a belief system.
Yes.
It doesn't mean you're anything.
Okay, well, it's just how it works.
Okay, I'm gonna let that slide. I get it. That's our culture. So
I'm just saying it's like it follows the mother.
She's having a baby in Ethiopia.
Understood. I'm saying in the Jewish religion, it follows the mother.
But they don't buy that over there. They're Christian. Ethiopian Christians that say that this is the way that things work. So they're not saying just because you believe something else doesn't mean they're gonna say yes, this person is.
Okay, I'm just saying how it works. So anyway, she agrees though, like, fine, the baby can be baptized, that's cool, whatever. Then they go see the priest. Mm-hmm. And then we learn, oh,
you got baby got to be drinking the right brand of milk.
This baby has to suckle on the teat of a Christian,
yeah,
who's been baptized. If she's not been baptized, the baby can't be baptized.
Yep.
I've never heard this in my life.
Neither have I.
So, well, that's a problem.
So
we're at an impasse here.
So priest, what should I do? You got to teach her.
You got to teach her.
Change her.
And by the time she gives birth, we just baptize them both. Tip tap. Right.
But Benny doesn't want to fight about religion.
No, neither of them want to fight. Like, they do love each other so much. They do,
but this is
a big deal.
It's not. This isn't like something you just give in on. It's a tough one. So yeah.
But the breast milk thing is something I've just. I'm still trying to reconcile that.
Hey.
I mean. What if you were born to a woman who couldn't breastfeed? What if you were born to
anyway.
A woman who didn't have breasts?
Next.
I don't know.
What? Oh, yeah, wait. Seems from the next.
I'm confused.
Say goodbye to the baby. I'm gonna miss you.
Janice is saying goodbye.
All of a sudden, I feel really overwhelmed with the fact that I'm here to stay.
I'm not looking forward to being alone with you.
Wow.
I'm not happy about it.
What? What? What did he do? He's the nicest man, too.
Yeah, he is really
I'm
nice.
Not, imagine if I said to you, you know what? I am not looking forward to being alone with you. What? I could say, I'm not looking forward to my mom being gone. But she flips it on the reverse and is like, it's about you.
No. Foreign country.
I don't want to be alone with you.
Weird, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Last but not least.
Okay. Devin and Jahoon?
Yes.
All right. You mentioned some things in the beginning that we didn't have the full story. I would like you to know that my notes and all of my reactions are based on what I saw on the television.
Okay, that's fine. I don't think that really changes too much. The fact that the bottom line is that they got pissed at Jihoon for not caring for
But Drusilla. Was he not caring? Okay.
Let's
go with what was on the show.
He let her run into the street.
She ran into the street. Did you see him tear off after her like a bat out of hell? He tried to get... Like, things are going to happen. If you have a child, have you ever turned your back? Has Theo ever bumped his head or fallen or done something because you weren't watching?
Like, not like run in the street, though. Like, when there's cars. Or, like,
are you saying that you think Jihoon's wrong?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I wish you could see her fucking face.
What?
Like, you have this, like, twisty, like, cockeyed crazy. Like, are you saying that Jihoon?
No, I mean. All right, let's back up. So.
It was dangerous. Like, bottom line. Like,
yeah, but this child ran into the street.
And Drusilla is Drusilla. I'm not saying
it's anyone's fault. It's a little kid. Things. Accidents happen. I'm glad she's okay.
Right.
But just like these ladies came down out hard. Of line.
Okay. So,
whew.
Knowing what I know now,
I'm pretending like I don't.
Yeah. It seems a lot of over dramatics. Like, too much. Like,
yeah. Devin's like, Jihoon let her go. And then the whole crux of it was. When she was running, apparently he turned and said, don't yell at me.
Right.
And that was like.
It's a very light narrative.
Whoa.
To like.
It has crossed so many lines. It takes three, not even a third of a second to be like, don't yell at me.
Second. Yeah.
He was run. I saw him run after her fast.
You see what they want you to see.
I know. I'm going with what I saw.
Okay.
Mom, full of rage.
Way too. The way she came out after she was like, she marches out there, hands on hips. She's like, right. She's not putting herself in the best light.
So he feels horrible. He's sobbing.
Yes.
Guess who comes rolling up? Cause so he's talking to Devin and he's sobbing.
He's crying.
Mama Jihoon just marches out like,
why are you crying?
What going on?
Put your damn head up.
He's like, I am begging you. Get the fuck. Go away. Like, please.
You're embarrassing me, Mom.
And she does. Also, I want to just note, Devin is the calmest mad person. No, she's 20, what, three?
That's true. Yeah.
And she's like,
she's pretty
disappointed me and I am very upset right now. Like me, I would be tears would be streaming down my face. Oh, I would have the face of a monster. She's just like, cool.
She has collected. No sympathy for him. He's crying and she's like,
and neither does her mother.
Your tears mean nothing.
Both of them said that. I was like, these are cold ladies. Cause I was like, oh, cause he was sobbing.
He's like, I'm trying.
I mean, let's be honest. he always admits he's wrong.
Yeah.
Like, there's
well,
no.
Well, I think that's just like this. Like, I'm going to take fault for everything. I'm sorry.
He doesn't change.
No. He thinks that will help.
It doesn't help. It's, they're done with it. But, okay. So, Devin and Jihoon talk, and then he's like, I need to say it. And she accepts his apology. He then says, I need to apologize to your mom.
I should apologize, yeah. Which is probably a bad idea. And she's
basically like, good luck. Boy, she does not forgive. So she marches up, goes, gets mom, who comes marching down with hands on hips.
Literally marching down. Literally.
And he apologizes. And what does she say?
Your tears mean nothing.
I do not accept your apology.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to scrape my child off the street.
Excuse me, lady. Take it down a notch. Seriously. Okay. Like, nobody wants. What if Tae
Young ran out into the street and did the blah, blah, blah.
Of course. Nobody wants Drusilla to die.
Come on.
Or get scraped up. It was a thing that happened. And, like, he feels horrible. He did not do it on purpose. I feel strongly based on what I saw. Now, you're telling me that Devin says there's a different story.
Dude, it's the second time that happened, and he yelled at mom and Devin, supposedly.
I don't know.
Like,
he didn't do it on purpose. He's doing the best he can. He's like, I'm a new dad.
Yeah, I'm like, totally new at this, so back off, B. Yo, she spoke the longest sentence in the entire world into that translator. When I was like,
and it was like,
yeah, she like
two words that came back like, out.
Set a paragraph into that shit. And I don't know. It was
that translator is hit and miss. I don't know if it's editing or what.
Some new batteries.
Sometimes it's like
perfect,
exactly, and then it's like, tomorrow you're gonna walk on the moon.
Yeah.
Sunflower. Potato salad.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Bad. Anyway, that's all I got.
Also, my last thing is Devin and her mom are super similar.
Oh, they are. They look similar. Devin's just like,
carry themselves similarly.
This is like just mom light.
Jihoon's mom is difficult. She's already off the bat treating me like a dimwit.
And I'm cool.
Without much help.
Oh.
There's a lot of Japanese in there in translations.
Not Japanese.
No, sorry. Korean, yeah. So I just clipped in the English parts.
Okay.
So, yeah. More translation next week for them. Yeah. So that was fun. Hopefully, I don't think we're going to get any Pillow Talk back. So I guess I...
What?
I don't think we're going to get it back.
That's the best part of this whole program. If Darcy and
Stacy are holding down that spot, then they're not going to give it up for more Pillow Talk.
When's Pillow Talk going to be on?
They do have it on. It's on Happily Ever After, which we don't participate in.
But this is the best one.
It's the best one because it's more genuine. The other shit is like a lot of fake BS.
I just can't take Colty or Larissa. I'm sorry. I apologize, but I can't. And Larissa, P.S. Larissa.
What's she doing?
She's getting so much work done.
Hey, she can't even walk. What's going on? She got a tummy tuck. She got butt plugs?
No. She got a tummy tuck.
You can't walk when you have a tummy tuck?
When you get a tummy tuck.
I don't know. What is a tummy tuck anyway?
They basically cut you in half and pull everything up. It's bad. I knew someone that got a tummy tuck and... his belly button was taken off and reattached. So, tummy tuck is one of the worst things that I've ever seen.
That's crazy. I don't want to hear about that anymore. All right.
It was bad. But thank you for listening.
Yes. Thank you for... yeah.
Sorry there was no Pillow Talk.
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
That is it for us today. We will leave you with a...
Oh, look at that little mixture. Look at you. You're good.
We'll do it live.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah, Sting.
I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.